With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court is declining to reinstate the Biden administration's latest attempt to cancel student debt. The High Court said no to a request from the Justice Department to lift an order from an appeals court that blocked the plan. A D.C. journalist says Kamala Harris should answer some direct questions about her handling of the border when she's interviewed this week by CNN.
Matt Continetti says to put the spotlight on Harris's handling of the border is indeed
absolutely fair.
In fact, he says the main argument against Harris in November is her failure as a public servant, especially when it comes to the border.
There's no question, despite a lot of media gaslighting to the contrary, that Biden did put her in this role of fixing the southern border.
A job critics say Harris botched even as the border crisis grew worse over the past 3.5 years. Matt Continetti was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Sarah Palin will get a new trial in her defamation case against the New York Times. The former Republican vice presidential candidates argued that the newspaper should be held liable for an editorial written in 2017 that falsely linked her to a shooting. There have been more deaths linked to tainted cold cuts.
At least 8 people have died from a listeria outbreak linked to Boar's Head deli meat. The CDC says 5 more deaths have been reported. At least 57 people got sick and had to go to a hospital. Boar's Head recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli products. The problem was discovered when a sample of Boar's Head liverwurst in Maryland tested positive for listeria. The recall was eventually expanded to all foods produced at the Boar's Head plant in Jarrett, Virginia, including those sliced at deli counters, as well as some prepackaged retail sausage, hot dogs, and bacon. Boar's Head says all the recalled deli meats have been removed from stores.
This is SRN News. Trump and Harris voters are far apart on cultural issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Both sides of the debate over whether to enshrine abortion in Missouri's Constitution have filed last-minute legal challenges, hoping to influence how and if the proposal goes before voters. Pro-lifers are suing to take the amendment off November's ballot. The Abortion Rights Campaign is suing Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft for allegedly trying to mislead voters. This is SRN News. Also at SRNnews.com, crews for 2 of Michigan's largest utilities working to restore power to more than 300,000 homes and businesses and hundreds of schools amid hot, muggy conditions. This after severe storms toppled trees and limbs and snapped power poles. DTE Energy Vice President of Distribution Operations Brian Kalka says they know it's hot and muggy, but they are working hard to make repairs.
The damage is significant. This is not necessarily lifting a limb off of a line and restoring power. You've got broken poles. You have broken infrastructure.
Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has become the first non-tech company in the U.S. to top a $1 trillion market cap. More details at SRNnews.com.